Ringo and Keshi or Marcel.
Okay. No, it's very different than that. Okay. today's daf is Kuf Tes Zayin. This is Kuf Tes Zayin. We're on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom by Amar Mar. I think it's like three lines in the bottom. So the Gemara is continuing with the Brisa that we brought yesterday with Chizda. It said in the Brisa Amar Mar, Hakol Ksheim LaHakriv. Up until the time that the Mishkan was built, you were permitted to bring any korban from any kosher, from any kosher animal. So the Gemara asked me, "No, honey, mili. How do I know that you're allowed to bring any type of korban?" So Amar Avuna says the Amar Krah, because the pasuk says in Bereshis after the Mabel, "Vayiven Noach mizbeach Hashem." Noach built an altar to God. "Vayikach," and he took mikol abehemah tohara from all the kosher animals, "umikol opator," and from every bird that is tohar. So Avuna says, "Behema kimashmo." Behema means behema, domesticated animals. "Bechayo bichlal behema," and he says, any place where the Torah mentions behema, chaya is included. Chaya bichlal behema. Okay, because I think it says somewhere. Rashi says, "Tiksiv zos bottom Rashi, zos ha behema sher tochlena v'somichle ayel v'tzi." So it talks about behema, and right next to it gives an explication of it, the ayel v'tzi, which are chayos. So chaya is included. Then it says. Right, so that's from any animal. And then the Brisa continues, before the Mishkan, they were mutu the makriv, zecharim unikevos, timimim ubalimumin. That's what they're allowed to, there's always male, female, full, and balimumin, including balimumin. Now, the parentheses, I believe, and Rashi doesn't have it, we take out. So we're going to skip the parentheses, because I'm not even sure how to read it. So now the Gemara is going to bring a source to the idea that a balmum is mutu to be brought by Bnei Noach, but a mechusar aver is not. In other words, if you're missing a limb, you can't, but the balmum can. The Amar of Elazar, minayil mechusar aver shenesar, how do you know if it's missing a limb that it's asar livnei Noach? Talmud Lomar, we learn from the Pasuk, umikol hachai mikol basar, right? From every living creature, from right, shnai mikol, right, tavi al teva. So Amar Tova, the Torah, heve brings the teva, behema, Shechayin rosh evarin shalah mikol hachai. So they're learning it out in a behema that has all its limbs. Mikol that has complete. That is right. Behema shechayin that are alive. All its evarim. Okay. So Gemara says, wait. The Dilma, and we saw this Gemara. I believe in the Zara. The whole same Gemara. The Dilma lemuti treifa. Maybe when it says mikol hachai, it's not coming to exclude a amputated animalism that's missing a limb. Maybe it's coming to exclude an animal that is a trefa. So Gemara says, "Hahu."
Missing a limb.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been in the ark.
Well, that's what we're learning.
That's so what. Wouldn't have been there. There wouldn't have been such a.
From thing. Where do you know that? Where's your source? Here's the source from the pasuk. That's exactly what we're learning. So he's only bringing animals that were complete. And that's the only ones who are able to be hooked up.
What I'm trying to say is there would never be an animal that wasn't.
Well, how would you have known that? You're making a statement, but you need a source. But you can't just make a statement. You need a source. Where did Hashem tell him?
I don't have the permission
from him. I'm telling you. We told him from this pasuk that we just read.
Oh. Okay.
All right. We call a guy, you put in the apple, the cart before the horse. You have to get the pasuk first. He says, "Mikol achai, mikol basa, amar torah ve'behema shechayin rosh yivarim shalach." And not an animal that's missing a limb. The Dilma Lemute Trefa, maybe it's coming to exclude Trefa, so Hahu may the Chayos Zera Nafka. Now that from the Pasuk says, La Chayos Zera Pnei Aret. So you have to bring an animal that can procreate. So Gemara says, okay, that's all fine and dandy according to the Manda Amar, Ani Chaman Dama Trefa in Yoledis. That's all good according to the Manda Amar, who says that a Trefa cannot give birth, cannot produce offspring. El the Manda Amar Trefa Yoledis, but according to the Manda Amar, who says that a Trefa can give offspring, Michael Memro, where's the source? Because you're telling me it's coming from L'chayos Zera, K'nei Kol Aretz. Well, if a Trefa can be Chayos Kol Zera, so that Pasuk doesn't exclude Trefa. So Gemara says, Ha'amakra, no, the Pasuk says, right, it says, U'mikol Achai, Sh'mikol Basar, Snai, Mikol Tavil, Tevel, L'chayos, Itach, with you. So the Gemara says, Itach means Bidom Mimloch, similar to you. And since you know Achai not a Trefa, so too, the animals you bring should not be Trefas. And the Gemara says, wait, V'dilma Noach ufei treifa havei. Maybe Noach himself was a treifa. I mean, the problem with that is that he lived 300 years for after the teva. So how can you even assume that he was a treifa? He says, V'dilma Noach, it must have been, that's a long sickness. The Dilma Noah Guf Betrefa Have. Mar says, no, Noah is not a Trefa, because it says, Tumim Ksive, he was complete. The Dilma Tumim Bedracha, maybe Tumim means that he was Tumim in his actions. Not Tzadik Ksive, says that he was a Tzadik. And Mar says, Dilma Tumim Bedracha, the Tzadik Vimasov. Maybe Tumim means in his, I guess, his actions, and not actions, Tumim in his personality, that he was patient and things like that, or he was an Anav. But Tzadik means Vimasov, and it was his actual actions, which just in those times means he didn't steal. So he was, maybe he was Tumim Vedracha, but Tzadik Vimasov. So therefore, I don't have a proof that Noach was not a Trefa yet, except for the fact that he lived 3 years. The Islak Adaitach, the Noach Gupe Trefa Have, but if you think Noach himself was a Trefa, that doesn't make sense. Mika Amra Lei Linoach de Kavasach Ayal Shlomim Losi Ayal. So then what does it mean? So the Pasuk says, Noach, bring on the Teva things like you. So Hashem's commanding him to only bring trefos and not to bring, you know, viable animals. It doesn't, it's not Mesaber. So therefore Noach is not a Trefa. Noach is not a Trefa. And the Pasuk says, Itach, which means to teach you that therefore he brought on the animal on the Teva animals that were not trefos. So if he's brought on the table and animals are not trefos, from there, so therefore, when you go all the way back, Mikolachai, that talks about ones that are missing their limbs. So me'achar dinafgalon itach. From now that we learn that Noach, you bring animals itach, would have to be like you. So lachayo zero lamali. What many lachayo zero? That teaches you that you need to bring animals that can produce offspring. Already know itach, which you know can produce offspring because you have 3 kids already. So mahu detema. So you might have thought itach doesn't teach me. You have thought that itach is just litzavsa ba'alma. Itach you would have thought would mean just for companionship. I don't know why you thought that because he has people on the table. But he says litach might be litzavsa ba'alma, which means like for a chevra or litzavsa the alma. My Rashi says mahu detema itach. He should have what to do. So then that would be the, and then afil zaken afil saris. So then you think that even zaken, even a saris can come, even something that's old, someone that can't, that's sterile, kamash malan. That's what the pasuk says. Lachayol zera. That what it means is to bring itach. It's talking about similar to you, not just for to keep you company. Okay, the Gemara then now continues with the Braisa that we just brought. The Braisa said that up until the time that the Mishkan was built, all animals were mutar to bring to Akrava, provided that they were tahorin avalot tehamin to mayin. They had to be tahor animals and not tameh animals. Now, what were tahor and what were tameh before the Torah was given? Also, for this is from the times of Matan Torah to the Mishkan, I guess. It's Tahorim Votumei, and we know what a kosher and what are not for that time period, I guess. Right? So it's Tahorim Votumeiim. So the Gemara, I guess the Gemara questions. Mihavu Tumeiim Tahorim Bahi Shaita. Right? The times of Noach, who knew what was Tahor, who knew what was Tumei? You know, never had a commandment of what was kosher or what was not. How do you know from the times of Noach to the times of the Mishkan? I mean, I understand from if you brought a korban between Matan Torah and Hakamas HaMishkan. But from the times of Noach to the times of Hakamas HaMishkan, when they're bringing korbanos, Tahorim Velo Tumeim, what's a kosher animal, what's a non-kosher animal? Who knew about it? It wasn't commanded yet. I think that's the question.
The Tahorim came in 7 pairs.
It's a question also, I know, but that's a... Right.
You're going to answer it. How do you know? Hashem knew it. He said it.
So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Mark goes on that way. May Osan she'asidim itaharis the Girsa. From those in the future will be kosher. So minahavi yode. So how did Noach know which was which? So kedar chizda, like Rav Chizda, damar chizda, ha'avir and l'sochad lifnei ateva. He brought them in the animals in front of the teva. Kol she'ateva kolato biad. So I'm not sure. Tahovil to meyim, is it talking about kosher and not kosher, or is it talking about Tamimim, those who didn't have an aveira done to them.
No, kosher animals. That's the
Medrash,
isn't it?
That Medrash is right here. This is the Gemara. So he said, "Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan, may Osan Shatidin l'Toyim." No, you know, they had no. Rav Chizda, Amar Chizda, Rav Chizda said, "Heviron lifnei Teva." He brought the animals in front of the Teva. Kol Shateva kolat to. Anything that the Teva allowed to come in, biyadua shutar. He knew that it was pure. Ein Teva kolat atan. If the Teva didn't take it, biyadua shehein timayin. You know that in the future they're going to be. But the Hema took all animals. It took seven of the Tahor and two of the non-Tahor.
No, I think he's talking about animals, right, that either something was done to them.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
So first of all, it's seven pairs, it's seven.
Seven pairs.
14 right. Versus two. So there's a table.
You see 14 animals in front of you, you know that those are the Tahor
ones. Yeah, table. So it's the amount that accepted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And any of 14 or two that don't come, you see a different species or a.
If it only allows,
you don't see the same thing that didn't come. You know that those are the ones that were revealed.
If only it's allowed two, then you know that it's not a future, not tahor animal.
I'm Rabbi Bo. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I'm a Krah. Another way to learn the pasuk says the habayim zachar nukeva, habayim me'aleyen. It was only those who came by themselves. So those who came by themselves, you knew. It seems to be when Leim Rashi says. Kol osan shabo alatev meleim bo ubehen hikir osam shabo shiva shiva. They came seven yadash hein tohorim. That's what you said. Ushabo shnayim shnayim shein tameim. Those are numbers that came. Okay, shkoyah. All right, amamar. So the Gemara then says, Bryce said before, hakol karvu olos. Before Matan Torah, we only brought olos, things that are completely burnt on the mizbeach. They were all over. So the mashma is olos im shlamim lo. That olos yes, but shlamim no. I v'haksev the pasuk says, and this is before Matan Torah. It says v'yizbichu zvachim shlamim l'shem parim. They brought zvachim and shlamim. So if you have shlamim, what is zvachim? So shlamim or shlamim, zvachim or olos. They brought both. Right? It says v'sinai kodem akamas hamishkan havei. This is what we're doing Matan Torah. It's before akamas hamishkan. V'at amart, and what you just said, the actual hukam hamishkan lo karvu shlamim. Cloud. He said he didn't bring shlamim. This pasuk says he didn't bring shlamim. Right? So the Gemara says, Ela Ema Hakol Karvu Olos. Ela Ema. This is how you see the Brisa. Hakol, both Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Noach brought Olos. Let's skip the parentheses, I think. Uvilivnei Loach Olos in Shlamim Lo. So Hakol means Bnei Yisrael were able to bring Olos to Shlamim. But Bnei Noach only brought olos.
Conceptually, it didn't make any sense
about. To about. Yeah.
Shlomim didn't make any sense.
Correct. That's the whole famous thing that how can you have? It says to be when you give off the holiness, it's all to Hashem. It continues right. In the church the way also now. It's right. all to God. You can't have this concept right. Of.
Is it historical that they couldn't bring a shlomim? Let's say the non-Jew brought shlomim.
That was the rule.
No, it wasn't the rule. It's conceptually, it didn't make any sense.
And the same, but besides the concept, Gemara is saying Gemara is laying down a foundational rule that they weren't permitted to bring.
Exactly.
To bring. Who enforced it? I don't know.
Nobody.
Okay. So now, the Gemara says, Kimanda Amar lo karvu shlamim b'nei Noach. This sugya goes according to the Manda Amar, who says that the b'nei Noach didn't bring shlamim. The Itmar, because we have Machlokas Amaroyim in the base, that says as follows. Rebbe Elazar, which must be Rebbe Elazar ben Pedas. Rebbe Elazar, Rabbi Yossi b'Chanina. Chad, one says, Karvu Shlomim B'nei Noach. One said, B'nei Noach didn't bring. The Chad, one said, Lo Karvu. They didn't bring Shlomim. So my time of demand to Amar, Karvu Shlomim B'nei Noach, according to the one who says that they did bring Shlomim, where's his source? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, by Hevel, it says, V'Hevel Hevi Gamhu Mi B'choros Tzono Hu Mechel Vehen. He brought from the B'choros, best of his son, of the sheep, Umechalveyan, I guess it means, and from his fat. So, Ezu Davar Shechalovo Karov Lagabe Mizbeach, Vein Kulo Karov Lagabe Mizbeach. What type of carbon has its emurim, its fats poured on the Mizbeach, but only the fats, not everything? Have Omer Zeshlamin, that's a Shlamin, because only the fats are burnt on the Mizbeach, not everything else. So, according to this, Bnei Noach did bring Shlamin. My time at Demand Amar Lo Karvu. What's the reasoning behind the one the Amr says that Bnei Noach did not bring Shlamim? So the Gemara says, Diksiv, so this is in Shir Shirim. So it says, Uri Tzafon Uvoi Teman, which literally means awaken in the north and come to the south. But now look, just they can say, talk about north and south, meaning the places in the Beis Hamikdash where you're allowed to be makir the karbanos. Kachet kachem or b'maktish in the north. So that's the ola. Kachet kalam or shlamim could be makir anywhere, even in the south. So tis, the drashah is tisna er uma shemaseh b'tzafon. Awaken the nation who can be makir karbanos in the north, right? Which is only makir the north, which would be the umas olam, because they only can be makir olos. V'tavo uma shemaseh b'tzafon v'bedarom, and tisna er means it should not tisna, not wake up, it should be wiped away. The nation that brings karbonos both in the north and the south should come and replace them. So that means Bnei Yisrael are makir karbonos in the north and the south, but the umas olam are makir karbonos in the north, which means only olos, not shlamim. So the Gemara then says, okay, according to the mind of Amr, who says Bnei Noach did not be makir shlamim. Haksiv Mechalveyan. It says Mechalveyan from Hevel, which means only the Chalveyan it was Makriv, not, and but the Mitzi wasn't. So therefore there is Shlamim. So he says, no, Mechalveyan you can translate meaning Mishmaneyan did who? In other words, from Mishmaneyan means, Mechalveyan means from its, I don't know how you read the Pasuk, means from its best. Mechalveyan means from its fattiest, from the best type of animal. Vahaksiv, so the Gemara says, wait a second, Vahaksiv, by, and I guess they don't ask, how can they make the drasha of Shir Shirim? I think that because it's not shot. So that's, you want to make the drasha? I don't make that drasha. So the Gemara says, V'ha ksiv, but Moshe talks to Paro. It says, V'yomer Moshe, and Yoshe tells Paro, Gam ata titen b'yadenu zvachim v'olos, v'asinu Hashem lokenu. You'll give us zvachim and olos. Olos are olos, zvachim are something else. Stama shlamim. So you see, they are not b'nei noach, meaning Paro, are makriv. Oh, I skip it. Umar nami haksiv uri tzafon. Ahu, we keep it goliath with the ksiv. No, it's talking about keep it goliath. It's not, I said it outside, not inside. That's talking, it's beyond the pasuk. It's talking about at the end of the days when we can kabit goliath to come from the north, to come from the south. That's it. Right? So then Gemara says, haksiv, ayomer moshe, gama tati tebi adin, zvachim, also sinu hashem, okay, nu. Zvachim, no, he means zvachim la achila, the olos la krava. Zvachim, it's talking about karbanos that are, animals that are shechted but are not offered on the mizbeach. Which is interesting because we always say that zvachim means a korban, but there he's saying zvachim means just stam for our feasts, and olos are lakrava. But zvachim there doesn't necessarily mean shlamim. Vav haksev, doesn't the pasuk say by Yisro? It says by Yikach Yisro Chosein Moshe olos zvachim l'Elohim. He brought olos to zvachim. So Gemara says that's not a problem. That he brought olos to zvachim. Hahu la'achar matan Torah udiksev Yisro after matan Torah, and after matan Torah. When you had Kedushas Yisrael on the nation, they were makriv, olos and shlamim. So it's no problem. Where it says, okay, ha nichel man domer Yisro lachar matan Torah haya. That's all fine and dandy, according to man domer, says that Yisro was after matan Torah, which means ein muktam uchar b'Torah. Yisro was afterwards. El man domer, like the Ramban says, that it's, if there is an order in the Torah, and it says that Yisro was kodem matan Torah haya, make the memer. And how are you going to, if Yisro's before Matan Torah, the biggest proof the Ramban has about Yisro being before Matan Torah, besides the fact that it's written before Matan Torah, is that if you look at what Yisro says, what did I hear? He talks about all the Nisim that he doesn't mention Torah, doesn't mention the Har Sinai. That's one of the Ramban's biggest proofs that he had. Okay, so he says Yisro Achamar and Elamad the Amar Yisro Kodem Matan Torah Haya Ma'ik LeMeimar. How are you going to answer? How can Yisro be Makriv Shlamim? Before Matan Torah, everyone was a Bnei Noach, which sort of goes against the answer we said before, that there's a distinction between Bnei Yisrael and, okay, so he says, the Itmar, because it's Machlokas about Yisrael, Bnei Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Chadam Rabbi Yisrael called the Matan Torah, Chadam Rabbi Yisrael after Matan Torah. So according to Madam, it says that Yisrael is before Matan Torah, how do they bring the Shlamim? They're Bnei Noach. So Gemara says, Leman da Amar Yisrael called the Matan Torah, Kasavar Shlomim Mikriu Bnei Noach. The one who says that Yisro is before Matan Torah must line up with the Shittu who says that before Matan Torah, even Bnei Noach brought Shlomim from the Chalveyan, but it says by Hevel. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to the Machlokas Amorim that we had, is when in the story did Yisro take place? Kitanai. It's a Machlokas Tanayim. Right, that said, the Pasuk says, Yishma Yisro Kohen Midjan. Yisro heard. What did he hear, and therefore he came back and converted? Rabbi Shua Omer, Milchemes Amalek Shama. he heard about Melchemes Amalek, which is the nine psukim right before Yisro. Sharek Sivitzido, it's written right next to it. It says, Vayichalosh Yeshua Samalek Vesemot Licherev, Vayishma Yisro calling Moshe. Okay, Rabbi Lazar HaModai Amar, Rabbi Lazar from Modai, he said, Modai says, Matan Torah Shama Uva, he heard about Matan Torah. Because, Shekishenitna Torah Yisrael, when the Torah was given to Yisrael, Hayakolo, the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Holech Misofa Olam Yad Sofo, it went from one end of the world to the other end of the world. All the nations, all the kings of the nations, I guess were filled with fear in their houses, and they said Shira. Right? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvehechalo in their houses, Kulo Omer Kavod. They all gave Kavod, they all gave Shira. So Niskapzu Kulam Eitza Bila Rasha. They all gathered by Bilam, who was their Navi. Va'amrulo, and they said to him, Ma kol hehamon asher shamanu. What is this great noise, this great voice that we heard? Shema mabul bal olam. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing another mabul. So, right, that's why the Pasuk says, Hashem la mabul yashav. Maybe he's bringing the mabul. So Amar lahem, the Bilam says back to them, no. Vayeshev Hashem melech li olam. Hashem's kvar nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ena mevi mabul olam. No, it's Vayeshev Hashem, he's sitting. Hashem promised he's not going to bring another mabul. So Amru lo, so they said to Bilam, mabul shamayin enu mavi. He's in the mevi. He promised not to bring another mabul of water, a flood. Avo mabul shal ish, but a flood of fire. That's pretty scary. Mabul shal ish mevi. Maybe you bring the mabul shal ish. Shene'amar, the Pasuk says, I think that he named it, ki ba ish Hashem nishba. Hashem judges with the fire. So maybe he's going to bring the mabul of fire. Amru lahen, no, Bilam says back to them, kvar nishba she'enu mashkas kol basar. He already swore that he's not going to destroy the world. So they said, okay, so ma kol ha'homon hazesh shemanu. So then what is it that we are hearing? Amar lahem, so Bilam says, chemda tova, there's this most beloved great gift, yesh lo bebez genazav, that he has in his house, in his storehouse, shahaysha genuza etzlo, teisha me'os v'shivim v'arba doros, that he has hidden for 974 generations, kodem shenivra ha'olam, before the world was created. And from the creation of the world to Moshe Rabbeinu was 26 generations. So that's 1,000 generations, right? And he wants to give it to his children. Shemar Hashem owes the Amo Yitain. The owes he's going to give to the Amo Yitain. He's going to give to his nation. So therefore, that's what the voice is. Miad Pasku Kulu Va'amru Hashem Yivarech Hashem Vashalom. Hashem owes the Amo Yitain. Hashem Yivarech Hashem Vashalom. That's what they said. So you see that he holds that it was Matan Torah that Yisro heard and came. Sheet number one was Melchemes Amalek. Sheet number two was Matan Torah. Sheet number three, Reb Eliezer, right, some say it's Elizabeth and Yaakov, Reb Eliezer Omer, Kriyas Yamsuf Shama. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Yoshua, it says, Vayhi Kishmoa Kol Machaya Emori, to finish the rest of the Pasuk. The rest of the Pasuk is, Right, Vehi Shemoa Kol Machaya Emori, Vekol Machaya Knani, Asher Alayam, Es Asher Hovish Hashem Es Mei Hayardain, Vipnei Bnei Yisrael, Ad Avram, Vayamas Levavam, Lo Yaba Od Ruach Vipnei Bnei Yisrael. So I don't know, the Pasuk is talking about the splitting of the Yardain as being the proof that he heard Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay. Because there they were all, it says, so I don't know why. That's Yeshua. And then it says, V'ach Rachav Hazona, and even Rachav Hazona, when she spoke about to the Meraglim, when she spoke about their fear, Amar L'Shlucha Yeshua, he said to the Meraglim, Kishamanu Es Asher Hovish Hashem Es Mei Yamsuf. We heard about how Hashem dried the Yamsuf. And then it says, V'nishma V'yamasli V'veinu. I guess that's why I heard. But I don't know, the pasuk that he brought that in the beginning is talking about the Mei Hayardim. Okay.
I'm assuming if they heard that, then they certainly heard Yardin.
I guess. But the one that says, Maishna Hassam, why is it different, the Lashon over there? By the Yardin, the Amar, they said, Velo Haya Behem Od Ruach. They didn't have within them any more spirit. Maishna Hacha, more by the Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Velo Kama Od Ruach Bish. No Ruach arose. It's a different language about how they were dispirited. So, Amar says, when it came to when it says that, it says that the lo kama od ruach, no lo kama. So it says that filu akshu inami lo akshu. They couldn't even get an erection. They were so scared that all the drive was knocked out of them. Umino yada. So how did Rachav know that? This is what Rachav said. How does Rachav know? Well, Rachav knew that was her business. The amamar ein lecha kol sar v'nogich lo ba'al Rachav azona. She was a zona, so she knew if business was bad, there was something was going on. That was the reason why. Okay, Amru, sorry. Yeah. So Amru, right? Bas esra shanim haisa kishayotzu Yisrael mitzrayim. Rachav azona was 10 years old when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Vizansa kol abrim shana shayu Yisrael b'midbar, and she was a harlot for 40 years that Bnei Yisrael were in the midbar. And achar chamishim shana neskayara, after 50 years of her life, she converted. Amra, she says, Yehimachuli bischar chevel chalonu pishtim. She says she was chot. Rashi explained she was choten three things, and she did three things. The three good things that she did should be the skaper for the three bad things that she did. Right. So Rashi says, Rashi is the third line. B'mechilta tani hachi. She says, Amra ribonu shel olam begimel dvarim chatasi. With three items, I committed my sins. Begimel yimcho, and with these three things I should be forgiven. Bechevel, with a rope, bepishtin, that's a flax, bechalon, and the window. Shahayu minaofin olim eleh bechavalin derech hachalon v'yardin, because those who wanted her used to climb up with the rope into her window. Begam timnasam bepishtay eitz, she also hide them in the pishtay eitz. And those three things were the means by which she was able to save Pinchas and Kaliv, who were the Meraglim. Right, they came in. They climbed down the window. They hid in the storehouse, and then they climbed down the window with the rope. So those three things that she used to sin are the same three things she used to have her sins forgiven. Okay. Amar Mar. The Gemara goes back to the original Brice that we were discussing. Amar Mar. The Ovdei Kochavim Bizman Hazer Rishoyim Lasos Kane. Ovdei Kochavim. Right. Bisman Azeh can't be makriv behemos. They're allowed to now Azmet to build a bama, I guess, and be makriv behemos. Minan imili. How do we know this? Says the Tanur Rabbanon, because they learned it in the Braisa as follows. The pasuk says by the Isser of Shchutei Chutz, Daper el Bnei Yisrael. Speak to Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael mitzuvin al Shchutei Chutz. Only Bnei Yisrael are mitzuvin, they can only be makriv a korban in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. The Eina Obe Kachavim mitzuvin al Shchutei Chutz. Lefichach, therefore, Kol echad v'echad from the goyim can be bonelo bamel asro, can build his own private altar. Umakiv aleh kol masha yirtzeh, and can be makiv anything, even shlamim. Is after matan Torah? He can even bring shlamim. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar Rabbi Asi aser l'sayon v'lasos shlichusan. Even though it's for them, we cannot help them do it, and we cannot become their shluchim. We can't be part of it. But Amar Rabbi says, Ulorinulu shari, but to teach them the halachas of how they're supposed to go about doing it, that we can teach them. We can't specifically do the karban, but we can teach them these rules. Kihawit, the following maisa, the Ifrahormiz, who was Imid Shwarmalka, the mother of Shwarmalka, the king of Persia. There is a machlokas throughout Shas, in Rashi and others, whether Shwarmalka is actually Shwarmalka or Shwarmalka is a nickname for Shmuel. Here it seems to be pretty clear that Shwarmalka is the son of Ifrahormiz, who is one of the queens of Persia. So it would be somebody other than Shmuel. So he had the Ifrahormiz, aim of the Shwarmalka, Shadra Karbana Lirava. She sent her a karban to Rava. This is after the Beis HaMikdash. Sent a karban to Rava. Shalchalei, and she sent to him via Shliach, Askua nihilah l'shem shemayim. Be makir this carbon l'shem shemayim. So Amar lehu Rava, so Rava's in a bit of a quandary now, what he's supposed to do? He can't be makir of it. So Amar lehu l'Rav Safra.
She sent the message.
She sent the message. She says, Askua nihilah l'shem shemayim. So Rava's in a quandary now, because he just was sent the message to be makir the carbon, but he can't. He's not allowed to. So Amar lehu l'Rav Safra. So Rava then says to Rav Safra, Ulav Acha bar Huna, Zil udvaru tre ulome guloi. Go and take two young Goyisha lads, v'chazu hecha demaskin yama sirton, and show them where the sea, and where the sea meets the land. I guess the sea meets the land, so they can, and they, that's a good place to be marked with the carbon. That's a place where there is no other mizbechos there. It's virgin land, I guess. Vishalku tzive chadati, and tell them to, or you take, or tell them to take new branches that were never used before. V'afik nura mimara chadata, and tell them to get fire from, I guess, unused iron. Right? They can, strike it on the stone. V'asuke nihali l'shem shemayim, and they should be makar the carbon l'shem shemayim. In other words, he can tell them what to do, he just can't do it himself. So, Amar le Abaye kiman. Why did you say, basically, I think the question is, why did you say that they have to take everything new? Take it all new. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, like, because that goes going to Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua Omer, it says, but this is by the Ola, it says, V'archu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim es ha-Nisachim al-Eitzim ha-Shel ha-Mizbeach. So, this is a connection between Eitzim to the Mizbeach. Ma Mizbeach shlo yishtamish bo hejot. Just like you have to, when you build the mizbeach, it has to be a mizbeach from stones that were never used by somebody for any other purpose. Af etzim shlo yishtamish behen hejut. So too, when it comes to the wood, the fire has to be never used before. So v'ha mod Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua b'bama. But doesn't Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua agree when it comes to b'bama, you are permitted to use etzim that are not, you know, brand new? The Tanya. Because we have a Braisa. The Braisa is going to ask a steer between a pasuk that's brought in Divrei Hayamim. It's like the sister pasuk that's brought in Shmuel. Now this is talking about the plague that took place after that David counted, took the census. So David was commanded then by God Hanavi to be makriv a karbon on the bama of Goren Shol Arnona Hayavusi. And that's going to stop the, that's going to stop the plague. All right, so Arnona tells David where the place is, right? And David stands there and he buys it, and he buys it. So the psukim give different accounts of how much David actually paid. So the pasuk says, "Kasev Echad Omer." This is in Divrei Hayamim. Says, "Vayiten David la'Arnon ba'makom shikle zahav mishko sheish mos." Gave him 600 gold pieces. V'ksev, and the pasuk Shmuel Bey says, "Vayiken David esagor and esabakar." Bekesef shkolim chamishim, 50 shekel. So haketsa. How does that work? So again, here now there's, I don't know, girsa issues again. So tell me how you have the girsa, because it's big girsa. What do you have the next words?
Gova.
Gova? All right. So gova mikol shevet. So how do you have it? He says gova mikol shevet chamishim shein sheish mot. He collected 50 from each shevet, which equals 600. His interesting problem is, though, is that one plus talks about Kesef, one pasuk talks about gold, so it still doesn't work. Even if you collected 50 from each shevet, the pasuk that says 50 talks about silver. So okay, Rabbi Omer Mishum. That's what we have next also.
Yeah.
Really, okay, that's the gear that seems to be erased. Rabbi Omer Mishum Abba Bar Yosi Ben Dostai Bakar VeEitzim UMikom Mizbeach BeChamishim. The wood and the animals and the area of where the mizbeach will be, he bought with 50. The cholabai is kulo b'sheish meos, but the entire, this is the Temple Mount basically, the entire mountain area was 600. Rav Elazar ben Shmua Omer, bakar be'etzim u'makom is be'ef chamishim, the cholabai is kulo b'sheish meos, which is the exact same answer, which is why you have a problem with the girsa. So, the girsa I have is number one, mekom is be'ef chamishim, the cholabai is b'sheish meos, that was separated. Rebbe Omer b'sheim abba b'dosti, gava mikol shevet chamishim shem sheish meos, this is the first answer we had. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua Omer, it says, Vayiken David Sagoren Kidemafarish Ba'inyan. Vayiten David La Arnan Bamakom Shikle Zav Mishkal Sheish Meos. He gave him 600 gold for the place. Avalabakar La'ola Vahamorigim Vikliabatzar Le'etzim Mekasashkol Chamishim. Dixiv, Pasuk says, and let me know when you guys catch up in the Girsa. Dixiv, Vayomer Arvana El David. Okay. Okay. Yikach v'yal odoni ha-melech ha-tov be'inai v'e'a bakar l'ola v'hamorigim kli ha-bakar l'etzim. So he separates the two things. So one thing he bought with 50 and one thing he bought with 600. But you see from here, I guess the whole point being from here is that he bought the fire for a bama from, used firewood from the bama from somebody who used it. It was already used by what is it? It's already used by from Arnon. I think that's the question.
Used
It was used wood. Right, because he says the morigim, the clay bakar, all these things are used from wood. And that's what David bought to use for the to mark on the bama. So and the chor was already used by Arnona. So you see from here the Relazar ben Shemua, I guess who's the author of this, Relazar ben Shemua would agree, right, because he was the one who said that. And my gear, so he's number three, and your gear, so he's also number three. But from my gear, so it was the one that he actually bought things of wood, that he bought things for the wood. It was a makbid for new wood. So Rava answers, no, Hasam Nam, Yuchadate. No, they were new ones. They were new woods. There was new things that were never used before. They weren't used. Okay? So then Gemara says, okay, what are they? Ma morigim. What is these morigim that he bought? So Amar Ula Mita Shel Torbal. It's a bed of Torbal. Okay? So my Mita Shel Torbal. What is a bed of Torbal? Amar Abaye Iza the Kirkisa the Shinan Dishe. Seems to be, where Rashi explains it, is that it's some sort of flat board that has nails on the bottom of it, and then you would drag it in the field, and that would sort of plow the field, right? Rashi says, towards the bottom, he says, Kimin eiz shel eitz, this board of eitz, v'yishbo yitedos chadim, that is sharp pegs, charitzim charitzim, u'molicho mevio al kashim shel disha la'achar shen yidusha, u'michatchim v'nasim teven. That would be used to plow and to chop things up. Okay. Amar Abaye Mikra. What's the pasuk that proves that this is what it is? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, it says, Hine samtich limoreg charutz chadash bal pipios tadush hariv dadok. At the end of the pasuk. So you have this moreg. You see that the moreg has pipios, which are these sharp pegs. Okay. So makri le rava libre. Right? Rava was teaching his son, Sefer Shmuel, the Rami Le Kroya Adadi, and they ask the steerer between two psukim. Pasuk number one in Divrei Yom says, Vayitain David Arnon Shikle Zahav Mishkal Sheish Meos. Uksiv in Shmuel it says, Vayitain David Zagorin Bakar Kesef Shkalim Chamishim, just 50 shekel. Haketzad, how'd that work? So his answer was, Gova Mikol Shevet Meshevet Chamishim Shehen Sheish Meos. So it's 50, which equals 600. Now the Gemara asks our question. So go ask our question that we had originally. It doesn't match up. Even if they took 50 from everything, they're taking 50 shekel in one pasuk, 50 kesel in one pasuk, and the other pasuk says 600 zahav. So he says, no. Hakika amar, gova kesef b'mishkal sheishmer zahav. What they did is they collected silver enough silver in the amount that when you combined everything together, it would have been 600 zav, which is still difficult because the pasuk says they collected 50 shekel, 50 kesef. Okay, all right, fine. They go much a little further. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "We'll try to get the time." The Mishnah said that once the Mishkan was built, so kachi kalim ne'echolim b'chol ma'achlan Yisrael, eat kachi kachim in all ma'achlan Yisrael. So Amar Rav Huna, what does it mean b'chol ma'achlan Yisrael? It means that kachi kol can be eaten b'chol mikomos Yisrael, in every place that Yisrael were. It's any right aval machaneh lo have, but there was no, meaning that there was no issue to eat outside ma'achlan Yisrael, as long as you're New York, I guess, and there's Jews living there, you can eat it. So Esei Rav Nachman Rav Huna machanos b'midbar lo have. What, there were no machanos in the midbar? There wasn't a distinct that divided up, and therefore that kachi kol can only be eaten in the ma'achlan Yisrael. Natanya, the Braisa says, "Kishem she machane b'midbar kach nachem Yishlayim." The way it was broken up in the midbar, that's how it's broken up Yishlayim. Mi Yishlayim haharbayis machane Yisrael. From the city gates to haharbayis, that's machane Yisrael. Me haharbayis to Shar Niknar, from haharbayis up to the gate of Shar Niknar, which is the eastern gate of the Azara, that's machane Leviya. Mikave elach machane Shekina, it's machane Shmiya. Vehein hein kolayim she b'midbar, and that's the same way it was set up in the midbar. The kolayim, the curtains in the midbar. So we talk about that there was no Machane Yisrael in the Midbar. So Ela Amos, this is what Rav Huna meant to say, B'chol Mako Machane Yisrael. You can eat the Kachikolim in any place that's Machane Yisrael. Well, then what did he add? So Pshita, the Mishnah already said, they're already eating Machane Yisrael. What's B'chol Mako Machane Yisrael? So he says, no, Pshita, Ma'al Tame Yitzle B'yotze, you might have thought that when they took down the Mishkan, So now there's no division of the machanos. So if you had a karbon that can eat a machan Yisrael, once they took down the Mishkan, it'd be possible yotze. Mal de tema ifslu be yotze kamash malan. No, it's still considered machan Yisrael even after the Mishkan was taken down to travel. Right, they took the Mishkan down part to travel. It's still considered machan Yisrael, and the karbon doesn't all of a sudden become possible yotze. Ve'im hachanami. Well, why don't you say in hachanami? As soon as they took down the Mishkan, there's no machan Yisrael, and any karbon that you have there is possible yotze. It says amakra v'nasa ohamoi. The pasuk says that when they traveled, they traveled with the Olam Oed. Well, not really, because when they traveled, there was no Olam Oed. It was taken apart. It says Afo Pishanasa Olam Oedu. Even though it was traveling, it still had the status of Olam Oed and still maintained the status of all the machanos. So therefore, if you had a karbon and then the Olam Oed was disassembled to travel, that karbon was not pasul midin yotzek. Okay, we'll stop here with Tanya Rishimo because that continues towards the middle of Amud Aleph. Have an excellent day.